Greetings, acolytes. It's been a while since our last update. I have been on paternity leave from being an inquisitor, so I have not had any time at all to update our chronicle of the acolytes' progress. I rest assured there are many new episodes that are waiting to go up as soon as I edit them, but I cannot say when that will happen. In the meantime, we do have this debacle. This happened at some point between the Fear and Zilman Domain arcs, and the Lord Inquisitor has instructed me to declare it non-canon. It concerns the beloved holiday movie Die Hard, as adapted for the 40K setting, and I hope you enjoy this first installment in the self-indulgent nonsense, or sin, files. Today, Ned is not here, so we're going to be doing something silly. We'll be using all the regular, it's probably Heresy characters. We won't be using the Dark Heresy rule set, though, because that is going to be a little too unwieldy for what I sort of had in mind for the day. Instead, we're going to be using a system called All Out of Bubblegum.
That sounds familiar, and I'm scared.
I've probably talked about it. I've DM'd it and played it a couple times.
The rules are very, very simple. Every character has one stat called Bubblegum. It starts at 8. And whenever you make a roll, you roll a d10 to resolve tasks. And anything that does not fall under the broad umbrella of kicking ass, you want to roll equal to or lower than the amount of bubblegum you have. Anything that can be classified roughly under the umbrella of kicking ass, you want to roll more than the number of pieces of bubblegum you have. So you start out able to do the basic tasks very well, but not the kicking ass stuff very well. And whenever you take damage, your bubblegum track goes down by 1. And whenever you want to automatically pass a test, you can spend one of your bubblegum to automatically succeed. And you get more and more angry and more ass-kicky as the session goes on. If you ever get to 0, then you are officially all out of bubblegum and are incapable of even the most basic tasks that aren't kicking ass. So, like, the example they give in the rules is you can't figure out door handles anymore, but you can, like, field strip a machine gun in 15 seconds easy. So you basically can't do anything but kick ass. You automatically fail anything that isn't kicking ass. You automatically pass any kicking ass checks. And if someone hurts you at that point, they roll a d10. If they get a 10, they knock you out. But anything other than a 10, you just get angrier.
Mm-hmm.
That is the entire rules of All Out of Bubblegum.
So is this like a prequel?
No. I specifically think it probably fits in right after the events of Fear. But it's flexible. Essentially, you are all on a merchant ship, getting passage from one world to the next. As the session starts, all of you, by a strange coincidence of destiny, are inside an air vent. It could be any air vent on the ship. Just tell me why exactly you are in an air vent at this particular moment.
This is all of us together?
You should be in the same air vent. Same air vent, everyone.
Let's see.
We're all trying to steal the jewels.
Yeah, give me the strange plot contrivance for why all of you are in the same air vent at the same time. This is important.
I can think of something if everyone will agrees to it.
Okay, shoot.
So I'm going to say that Martin saw a rat scuttle away into the air vents and disgusted that such a creature would violate a machine spirit as grandiose as the ship. He had to go after it. However, he can't find it, so he needs me because I can detect its very tiny psychic resonance, and then he requires Zarkov for killing abilities.
Sounds about right.
I don't know. That was a dumb reason, but
that seems pretty legit.
Another potential reason is that we're hiding from someone. Maybe the Inquisitor. I don't know.
That works, though. It may sound like a dumb reason, but this is going to be a dumb session.
Okay.
Trust me. This is the Eric self-indulgent nonsense episode, and I'm glad that you're all along for the ride. Okay. So, as you hide from the Inquisitor as you search for his pet rat.
Yes.
Or something along those lines. You all shuffle your way through the air vents, and suddenly you hear this deafening crash from another part of the ship, and the entire ship is, like, rocked to the side. A little bit of dust comes down.
So, how big is this ship?
This is a merchant ship, so this is on the small end of a Imperial ship. It's just a transport vessel.
So, like, a kilometer?
Yeah, it's probably actually even less than a kilometer. It's not a big vessel by Imperial standards.
So nothing super huge hit us, but...
No.
Just what could have done that.
It's probably not a Void Kraken.
Probably not. Well, are we in the warp?
No. You actually have very recently come out of the warp. Like, earlier that day. You had come out of the warp for a scheduled stop in another system to exit the warp at one point and then jump into a new warp route. What's everyone else's reaction to that?
Tyrus is worried that he may have pushed a button that he wasn't supposed to. He immediately activates his cinescience.
All right, roll me a roll. That falls under the category of not kicking ass.
Not kicking ass.
Yes. So you want to roll equal to or under your bubblegum on a d10.
Okay, 7.
All right, you pass. Your goal was to track this rat?
Initially, yeah. After hearing the bang, I then I'm scanning more broadly if I detect anything weird.
You sort of like feel like the psychic resonance of terrified souls coming up in from the general direction of the command bridge of the ship. Now that's about as far as possible from you guys that you can be on this ship. You're in like the prow sleeper quarters. That's where you've been berthed on this particular vessel.
Oh, we didn't just sneak on?
Well, maybe you snuck on and are hiding in the sleeper quarters. The exact circumstances that led to you being here are a mystery.
Well, Tyrus is going to try and get himself out. Yeah, as I'm doing this, I say, like, there's trouble on the bridge.
You all sort of extricate yourself from this air vent. You want to get out of the air vent and into the main body of the ship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, is there any chance that I could get to the bridge through the vents, or is that, like, a Herculean task?
You can get a surprising amount of the way towards the bridge through the air vents. They're basically a secondary transport system throughout the ship.
All right, then let's stay safe in the vents and get as far to the bridge as we can get, unless the party objects.
Eric, you should just call him Jeffrey's Tubes, then. Come on.
As you go along, you all feel a strange urge to like take off like your outer layer of clothing and expose the white tank tops that you have underneath. Whether you act on those urges is up to you entirely.
Why would I ever be wearing a white tank top?
Oh my god.
Get to see my big steel nipples instead.
Alright, you climb through the air vent, and as you go, it's rather slow going through the vents. You do have to go on your hands and knees. They have, like, ladders inside the vents and stuff to, like, go up floors.
Jeffrey's Tubes.
Yes, the Jeffrey's Tubes. You, like, climb up through the prow and are going through the main spine of the ship, which is the cargo bay. Just as you're getting into the cargo bay area, you hear the loudspeakers crackle. A gruff voice says sort of like,
Oi, this thing on over here? All right, listen up, you pink squishy gits. This is Captain Blacktooth, and I've got your ship under my control now. If any of yous wants a piece of me, come on up to the bridge, the big boss chair, and take it back. Otherwise, scuttle off to your little holes. This is my ship now.
And then you hear like a sound kind of like if someone like hits a phone receiver hard against their face by mistake. And then very shortly afterwards, the connection cuts out.
Of course, this has orcs.
This is when the title screen flashes up, which is it's probably Erisi Die Odd with a spelled orky like. That is the title screen you see in front of you in Roll 20. It's Die Hard with Orcs.
Tyrus takes a look at Martin, says, you're the Xenos expert. What are we dealing with here?
I actually do have com. Oh, right.
We are not using any of those now.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But you certainly can roll to know about orcs with your not kicking ass roll.
Is 10 a good thing? Right?
10 is a failure.
Of course so it is.
You do not know particularly. What were you specifically looking to glean from this?
Probably how they got on board and what kind of weapons they'd have.
Okay. At this point, you can probably surmise that the giant crash that rocked the ship had something to do with the orcs showing up.
Yeah, just guess.
You have no further information other than that. However, you do know that orcs are fond of a good fight, and them coming into the ship and then, like, announcing to everyone on the ship, hey, I'm here in the bridge, come fight me, is very much standard orc behavior.
Well, gentlemen, shall we proceed through the vents?
Let's do it.
All right, presumably I was in the lead since I was the rat sniffer, so I start crawling with great purpose towards the bridge.
All right, if we don't use Rat Sniffer as your nickname for the rest of the campaign, I'll be very disappointed. All right, as you shuffle through the vents, you hear, like, echoing through the ship, bouts of gunfire now and again as fighting spreads throughout the ship. And when you're almost towards the end of the cargo bay, you look through, like, one of the grates in the air vent and see a group of maintenance workers sort of, like, running in terror from a pack of a couple orcs chasing them.
I jump into the fray.
All right. You kick out the grate and drop on down.
Standard operating procedure.
Yeah. All right. You hop on down. If you want to engage the orcs, that would be a kicking ass roll. In your current state, you only succeed on nines and tens. But if you spend a piece of bubble gum, you can guarantee success on this roll before you roll.
Yeah, why not? It's the first badass thing I did. So, yeah, I'll spend one piece of bubble gum and fucking just murk those fucking orcs.
Yeah. Chain and swords, come out. Describe how you kill these orcs.
Spinning backflip into the air, draw swords, cut off two heads while landing, you know.
Yeah.
Then the last one, I, like, you know, do the, like, I look at him, like, do the swipe pass, like, quick dash. And then, like, you know, he splits into 14 pieces.
Ah! All right. He was too surprised to even yell. As you cut through him, you see, like, a piece of paper leave the orc's hand and flutter through the air.
Who's going next?
Any of you can go next. The orcs are all dead.
All of them?
There was just three of them.
John spent bubblegum, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so Tyrus will exit the vent.
All right. You also see the piece of paper fall down from the orc's hand and land on the ground as well.
All right, I'm going to go and pick that up.
Okay. This is what you see on the piece of paper.
Sleeping hummies? Humies?
Yes. This is, it seems Humies. To be a crudely drawn map of the ship you're on with the words Da Cunnin Plan right at the top. The Cunnin Plan seems to involve just crashing a spaceship directly into the bridge, beating up the human boss, and then you're the captain. That's the extent of the plan. The rest is... This is also the map that I'm going to use to track where you guys go and, like, which room sections you can sort of go between.
All right. So can we identify on this map where we are now?
Yeah. You are... The area labeled loads of boxes is the storage bay, and you are pretty close to the aft end of that storage bay area. That connects to the area labeled waiting for stuff, which is... a, like, loading, unloading freight area.
All right, so I guess we need to chart a path to where the orcs have dubbed as Da Boss Chair.
Yep.
Which it appears, according to these drawings, where they crashed their ship.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we have to go through the waiting for stuff room.
Yes. The maintenance workers sort of come back to you and are... The person who seems to be their leader, like a woman in her late 40s, is saying, like, oh, thank the Emperor you got here. Everything is a madhouse up in the rear end of the ship.
Thank the vents we're here. I look towards Martin.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're stowaways. I guess you are glad to see us then, huh?
I don't care how you got on the ship right now, if you can kill orcs like that.
I rev my chainsaws, of course.
Yeah, mainly him. He'll go first.
Yeah, they all do flinch a little bit when you do that.
So who wants to lead the way into the next chamber?
I'm feeling confident, so yeah, I'll go in.
Yeah. All right. You go through into the waiting for stuff room. You hear sort of, like, shouting of, like, alarm, as well as deep guffawing and a rhythmic slapping noise coming from somewhere among the rows of boxes.
Rhythmic slapping?
Yeah, sort of like a smack, smack, smack.
This is coming from the next room?
This is inside the waiting for stuff loading area. It's essentially a gigantic warehouse with forklifts and stacks of boxes. And a lot of pallets and box stacks are empty, but there's enough that there are many clogged lines of sight here. And somewhere among the boxes, you hear slapping and guffawing and yells of alarm.
Human yells?
The human yells are the yells of alarm, yes.
Okay, Tyrus is going to rush over towards the yells.
Yeah, I follow him.
All right. Everybody, roll me a not-kicking-ass roll to represent stealth.
9.
Uh-oh.
Yay, 1.
All right, I lose a piece of bubblegum. I'm down to 7.
Do you lose a piece of bubblegum every time you fail a roll?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes things more interesting.
Well, it's just supposed to get sillier and sillier until you're just constantly kicking ass.
Yes. So, yeah, you guys sort of approach the source of the disturbance, and like on the area in front of you, there's a one unfortunate human worker wearing the same coveralls and insignia as the previous group is being held in place by 2 orcs, and a third orc, sort of like a bigger, burlier one, has cracked open a box and has found what seems to be like some frozen large whole fishes the size of like a very big bluefin tuna or something, and he's taking it and is just rhythmically slapping the human across the face with it as the human is held in place.
I use telekinesis to take the fish out of the orc's hands.
All right, would you consider that kicking ass or not?
Well, here it would be kicking ass if you then like shoved it in one of the orc's mouths or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll try that. I'll try and telekinetically lift up the fish and shove it in the orc's mouth.
Go for it.
4. That's a fail. I lose another piece of bubblegum. I'm down to 6.
Okay. Getting lower and lower on your bubblegum. All right. You yank the fish out, but it, like, you yank it out of the orc's hand as he's, like, in mid-swing, so you accelerate it even faster into the human, and you just knock him out completely unconscious. And the orcs are, standing around, sort of bemused for a moment, unsure.
Well, that was a real good hit there, boss. That wasn't me. I didn't hit no human like that. What happened? Search the boxes.
Stop it. That's silly.
It is getting very silly. You can have the scene set to the fish slapping song, if you wish. They are aware that you guys are there, but still do not know quite where you've gotten to. Who wants to do something next? If you want to, like, tell me that, like, there's a control, some kind of mechanism nearby, then go ahead and do that. You guys have some narrative freedom to add in stuff here.
Is there any auto-defenses?
Auto-defenses?
I don't... Actually, no, it's a merchant ship, never mind.
Yeah, they would not have a lot of that.
I was just looking at the picture, and I keep thinking Dauntless Light Cruiser.
It's a similar silhouette, yeah. But this is not a military ship.
What about an airlock?
You want to blast them out?
There actually is an airlock. Or it's not an airlock so much as like a big hatch in the floor that goes down into the docking bay. There's no actual airlock in this room, but there are cranes, there are freight elevators, there are convenient, large, very deep pits.
Could we set up like a tarp over one of those big holes and then like taunt the orcs in?
Sure. There's a box of industrial strength tarps conveniently directly next to you. So, Martin, if you want to roll a not-kicking ass, I think, to set up a trap.
Yeah, I'll just spend the bubblegum. Fuck it.
All right. Spend that gum. All right. How do you get their attention once you have your trap in place?
Oh, you gits, I've got another fish for ya. Oh, wait. I didn't know there was umis left in here. Get him.
And, like, the 2 small orcs who are holding the dude in place both brandish axes and charge at you. They actually go directly at you, and you can just stand in the open behind the pit, and they just, like, run into the pit and fall down. This happens, like, as the big orc knob comes around the corner after hearing the commotion and sees his little buddies fall down the hole.
Oh, no.
He then, sort of growls and unslings a very large-looking machine gun of some kind from his shoulder.
You'll pay for that, Binkskin.
And cocks the slide, and you have an instant to react, any one of you, before he starts firing.
I think I'll try dominate to get him to shoot himself. Is that badass?
I don't know if that is kicking ass, because you are telling someone else to kick ass, but it's not like blasting them directly with psychic power. So I don't think dominating would be kicking ass.
9. That's a fail.
That is a fail, yes. You are just not having good luck with those rolls today. Okay.
So I'm down to 5 already.
So he just sort of shakes his head and fires right at you guys. Zarkov, you have a chance to do something to prevent your friends from being riddled with bullets.
Fuck it, I'm just going to blow another bubble gum and just fucking do like, what should I do? Like, can I like springboard between boxes, like jump from box to box to box, and then like jump to him and put both of my chain swords into his like collarbone and just ring it?
Yes, you can. Yeah, I'll say that Zarkov has been bouncing across boxes like as this whole scene has been unfolding, and then right when the orc is about to open fire, you jump and chainsword right into the collarbone. Yeah.
I'm blowing up, or using up my bubblegum real quick, though.
Yeah.
You excel in not needing that, I think.
All right. With that, the orcs who've made their way into the loading dock area have all been vanquished.
I mean, I'm just saying, guys, I've killed 4 orcs. What have you guys done?
I killed 2.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they killed themselves, I think.
It was only through deceit and cleverness.
Directly underneath the tarp, there was like a shipment of like standard issue bayonets for the Imperial Guard stored unsheathed point up. And the orcs landed right in there.
How convenient.
Mm-hmm. You've got that room dealt with. So you now, this one connects to both the main habitation area for the regular humans, which includes like the galley and mess hall, as well as all the bunks and the rec room. And you can also go down to the docking bay.
We should probably go north, right?
That would be the way towards the boss chair.
All right. Does everyone want to go towards the bridge?
All right. So up to the squishy umis. Now, are you trying to be stealthy still, or are you going right in?
Zarkov is always stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I stealth behind Zarkov.
And Martin?
Yes, sir.
We'll just roll one stealthy roll. Whoever's got the best chance, which would be Martin, roll a not-kicking-ass roll. All right, you are stealthy. So are you looking to go past the groups of orcs that you find, or are you looking to get the drop on them?
Personally, I like killing orcs. I don't know how the rest of the group feels.
Tyrus won't object.
All right. So each of you roll me a kicking-ass roll to kick-ass on the various groups of orcs you find along the way.
4 success.
1
is you're looking to go above
all right.
The amount of bubblegum you have left.
Yeah, I rolled a 1 too, so I'm fucked.
Guys, every time. All right.
All right, I'm rolling. Okay, never. I as fail. Sorry.
We all failed. Don't worry.
So I think that means you run afoul of a group of orcs. There's a big gang of orcs. Probably like 6 of them marauding around the place, and you guys drop out of an air vent and take out half of them, and then one of the remaining orcs turns around and has a flamethrower and blasts all of you guys with it, and that's the 1 bubblegum that you lose. This is in the kitchen, by the way.
Orc with a flamethrower in the kitchen.
Yep. There was a big bottle of like olive oil stored directly next to the stove, and it just explodes on you as well. Making it extra insulting. It's an olive oil with such a low smoke point means that the smell is particularly bad. How do you eventually deal with the orcs in the kitchen?
Saute them.
What general blend of seasonings do you use?
Cajun.
Cajun spices. Nothing better than Cajun fried orc.
Cajun fried orc. Make me some orc gumbo.
I wonder what the Emperor would think about eating orc meat, or if that's even a good idea.
I mean, they are fungus.
Yeah, just put them in the omelet.
Nice mushroom risotto, perhaps. But yes, you saute the orcs and dispose of them. Very good. Going into the next room, you have your choice of ways to approach it, but in the middle, the orcs inside have actually not noticed you. There's a group of like a dozen of like the smaller, runtier orcs, and they're all sort of like in a circle and cackling. And the inside, they're playing what seems to be an orcish game of chicken, whereupon one orc grabs the body of a grenade, and the other one grabs the pin, and they both sort of like pull on it and see who's the one to let go first.
That looks like a fun game.
This might be a good time for suggestion.
Yes, tell me.
I cast suggestion on both of them and say, what should I say? What should I convince them of?
That the grenade is really tasty.
You're actually playing tug of war?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you're not playing cook the grenade. You're playing tug of war.
All right, roll me a not kicking ass roll.
Oh, no.
I think you have a better chance to do that still.
No, a not kicking ass. Oh, I guess I'm 50-50. Well, no, not kicking ass is...
So it's 60% chance to not kick ass.
10.
Oh, my God. If you failed every single time.
Yes.
All right. Well, the orcs sort of like, they both like sort of look at each other and like they both have this look like they're about to pull real hard. And then one of like the real tiny runty orcs is like, "Hey, look over there. Who's they?" And like sees you guys peeking out of the kitchens. All the orcs sort of like yell and rabble, and they pull out guns and grenades and all sorts of stuff and fire and toss them at all of you. All of you roll me a not kicking ass roll to avoid painful damage.
Sorry, this is a kicking ass or a not kicking ass?
Not kicking ass.
Ah, I got a one, I'm good.
Yeah. In retrospect, it probably should be a kicking ass roll, but John already passed, so I'm not going to take that from him.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
Well, that means I passed then. Yay.
You all do really, really well. So you dive out of the way with a hail of bullets and grenades. And among all of that, you see a single pin sail through the air and land next to you. And then one of the orcs says, "What?" And then a grenade explodes right in the middle of the pack of orcs, and all of them die.
Love.
So the kitchen is absolutely ruined by the hail of shrapnel.
Oh, the huge manatee.
Yeah, the hugest of manatees. But I imagine you guys kind of are stand around for just a moment or two, unsure of quite what happened.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But the orcs are now dealt with.
Tyrus is getting frustrated with his failing psychic ability, so he's going to take the lead on this. And he's going to charge forward into the next chamber.
Yeah.
I guess I'll follow him.
Fine.
And you charge on in. And technically, someone had come up from the loading dock and had... this is sort of like a rec room area, and an elevator all the way from like the loading dock area has parked up here. And inside it is a, like, somehow they managed to fit, like, a sentinel walker inside the, like, human-sized elevator. And they are trying really, really hard, a group of four orcs, to actually get it out of the elevator so they can stomp it around the rec room. But they're having a very hard time of it. All of their backs are turned to you at the moment.
Is there some way to break the elevator while they're in it?
Yeah, Martin, do you think you can do that?
That sounds like a not-kicking-ass roll.
Probably.
Yep.
I think that passes, actually, yeah.
So you pass that. Do you have an idea for what exactly you do?
When they finally start getting the lift to hoist, I cut all the cables and safety mechanisms with like a little welding torch on my mechadendrite so they go plummeting.
How up to speed is the Imperium with an elevator safety?
Probably at least 1950 standard, I'd say.
Alright.
It's not that right. Bad.
You cut the cable and all the safety mechanisms, and the elevator falls. You hear like a chorus of surprised yells of terror as it flies down, safety mechanisms deactivated, punches through the bottom hull of the ship, and flies out into space, and they are never seen again. No one open up the doors to that elevator for a little while until we get that fixed.
Emergency bulkhead activated.
Yep, that's the rec room dealt with, and you have made it through the whole Squishy Umi's crew quarters area. From here, you can go directly up into the officers' quarters, which the orcs have labeled as Umi's What Thinks They're Special, and that connects directly to the boss chair bridge. Or you could take a detour to the side and go to the armory.
I think we need some new ordnance. So what are you guys thinking?
I don't.
What's the easiest way to kill them? That's what you should ask yourself.
Maybe get to the armory so they don't have any weapons that can blow shit up.
Sure. Plus, who knows? There might be other weird stuff we find in there. Tyra still hasn't used his force staff. Maybe he'll find a force sword. Huh? Probably not. What's the likelihood of finding a power sword in there, John?
Very low.
Oh! I don't want to think about it. I want to jinx myself.
That's what you still want really bad, right?
Yeah, I want two of those. Please and thank you.
Two power swords coming right up.
Do you guys have a decision?
Yes, we're going towards the armory.
All right.
I'll take point.
Yes. All right, you go on in to the armory. And so there's a number of orcs in here with, like, tricked out guns of different kinds. Does anyone have a suggestion for what they are doing exactly in here? These are flash gits for those who are familiar with orcs.
Oh, boy.
The armory doors are busted open and they're inside. What are they doing?
Stealing all the explosives, probably. But they're standing next to a particularly large pile of explosives. I'd probably just throw a hand grenade at them. It's usually the simplest solution.
That'll certainly take care of a couple of them. Give me a kicking ass roll.
Equal to? Is that a pass if it's equal?
Equal to is not a pass for kicking ass. All right, so you send a grenade sailing in. As you throw it, a big red sort of creature, it looks basically like a set of teeth with legs, jumps up and eats the grenade. And there's a muffled whump from inside it, and its eyes roll a little bit. And it sneezes out a little puff of smoke and looks at you very angry.
It's like, that wasn't tasty.
The flash gets, there are four of them, plus their pet squig here. They level their guns, which have all sorts of lenses and twirling radar dishes and extraneous magazines and belts of ammo. They pull levers and crank pump actions and flick little spinnies to charge up their weapons. And point them all at you.
Spinnies?
Yeah. It's hard to tell if they're like an energy weapon or a projectile weapon. Maybe they're both. One of the guns is charged by fidget spinner, I guess.
I was going to say, is that the implication?
It's not what I intended, but I guess that's what is the truth now. So, they're going to fire. Everyone give me a kicking ass roll to not get shot.
This is kick ass?
Yeah.
Success.
Failure.
Was the four yours, Davis?
Yeah. So, okay. Failure.
Martin takes a couple bolts to the chest, and the squig jumps right at Zarkov and latches onto your arm. Both of you lose a bubblegum, but it is now onto your guys' turn to do what you may. There are innumerable weapons up on the wall, so if you wish to grab anything, like any power swords, bolt guns...
Any power swords?
Yep.
Any force swords?
No.
No. Tyrus once again looks snobbishly at the weapons and says, I'm okay.
He would be interested if they had a force gun, but they only give those to the Grey Knights.
Yes.
Martin, what do you do?
More hand grenades.
More hand grenades?
Never enough.
Yes. You find a handy 16-pack of frag grenades open on the ground right next to you, so you can start hurling.
It's a value pack of grenades. It's only $19.99.
Yes. This is the BJ's box of grenades. All right. Key roll a 10, which is definitely a hit. Two different flash gits are caught in the grenade blast and thrown into the walls and are very much out of the fight. Zarkov, what you doing? There's a squig on your arm. It's very hungry.
Very angry, probably.
All right. I'm going to...
Can I convince the squig that Zarkov is an orc?
John, if you want to let Matt go first and have him try that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is this kick ass or non?
This is non kicking ass.
Fail.
Oh no.
I thought that'd be hilarious.
You do get the squig off of Zarkov. Unfortunately, you get the squig on you, and it jumps and like goes and puts its mouth directly around your head as it jumps at you, which is what causes the loss of bubblegum. So that's one bubblegum down.
Yeah.
Your entire head is inside the mouth of a squig now.
Mine?
Yes.
Things are looking up.
Its little feet are kicking furiously in the air as it works its jaw muscles.
Oh, God. I take my force staff and clobber myself in the head with it with all my might.
Bonk. We're all kicking ass.
This fails. Success.
All right. You beat the squig senseless and send a torrent of psychic power through it. And it sort of like shrivels up just a little bit and like stays on your head. And it takes like a good like grab of the leg and yank to get it fully off of your face.
I throw it to the ground in disgust.
Yep. Disgusting creature. Zarkov.
I grab power swords and jump into the fray. I'm just going to try to roll.
Roll more kicking ass. Kick all that ass.
Yeah, 9.
Yes. Ass kicked. How do you kill these two?
With a power sword. And I'm going to stab one straight up through the jaw, like through his head. The other one, I'm going to go over, kick him into the air, and then catch him on the blades, and then like flurry the blades down so he splits in half.
All right. You have a whole room of dead flash kits. That takes care of the intruders in the armory. Ew. The only place left to go is through the officers' quarters and into the bridge.
Tyrus once again takes point, unless Zarkov wants it. Zarkov still has the spotlight. All right, Tyrus will go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Are you entering the officers' quarters on foot or through air vent?
Want to go through the vents? They've been good to us so far.
Sure, why not?
The vents are your friends. Okay, you climb up into those vents. As you shuffle through the officers' quarters, you hear like a chorus of like pained grunts of humans. Their grunts of pain are sounding out exactly in tune the beer barrel polka. Looking through a vent, you see the source of it. A bunch of human prisoners, all sort of wearing officer gear, have been lined up against the wall and like handcuffed up there with it looks like handcuffs from the armory. And orcs are just running along and like punching humans in the gut. The humans are arranged as though they were piano keys, and they're like being punched at exactly the right time and the right pitch to make notes. You can see there's three orcs doing the punching. There may be more out of your sight from the vents. So who wants to act?
Zarkov, you want to jump him?
I mean, yeah, but you can take the first move. I don't want to steal your limelight.
So are they trying to play like notes with these humans?
Yes.
Okay.
They have tuned them.
I'm going to use suggestion and convince them that they're off tune.
Okay.
In the interest of getting them into a fight. Is that a kick-ass or a mundane action?
That would be mundane.
That's a fail then.
They just get very confused and start like, because they feel something prodding at their minds.
I'm going to just jump on top of them and hit them in the head with my force staff.
All right, go for it. That would definitely be kicking ass.
10.
So much ass was kicked.
You electrocute all three of the players, I think. Your force staff.
The players?
Yes.
Oh, like the musical players.
Yes.
Not the PCs.
No, not Matt and Davis and John. And then another four orcs who are like sitting on the couches and watching just sort of like shout in surprise and scramble for their guns. Other players?
Actually, I don't know. There's not a huge amount of point to it. Using my MIU interfaced missile launcher, I could just use it like a regular missile launcher to make more narrative sense. Is there a particular big and bossy one?
These all look like sort of smaller orcs who have been just taking any time without supervision to screw around.
Alright, so frag rocket it is.
Shaboom. Roll me some kick-ass. 7 is a pass on your kick-ass. And you frag the whole lot of them. Blap.
Shooting recoilless launchers indoors is always a great idea.
That casual 15-foot-away frag missile. Yeah.
This isn't gonna damage the hull too bad?
No, but the couch is ruined.
Screw the couch.
So all the humans on the wall are like, thank goodness you're here. One of them actually has the uniform of a captain, the ship captain. He looks very thoroughly bludgeoned. And he's like, that big orc is through the door and in the bridge. I don't know what they're... Last time they were trying to like tear the control panels apart to make a fort or something stupid. I don't know. You gotta go in and stop them.
Right away, sir.
Yeah, so you go in through the doors. The air vent leading in here has a fan in the way, so you couldn't climb in that way. So you just have to go in the front entrance. And well, exactly what the captain described is happening. The orcs are, like, tearing apart important navigational components and arranging them into, like, a big fort to lift the captain's chair as high into the air as possible. And they've got, like, a good 6 feet extra elevation on the thing so far. And on top of it, there's this giant orc just sort of yelling, like,
"No, you gotta get those bits in a little more on that side. I'm listing over."
And all the orcs are, like, scuttling around trying to deal with his wishes.
I'm going to use telekinesis to just push a little bit too much at the top on the chair.
That would just be a little kicking poke. Ass.
Yes. Oh, please. Boop. Success.
You
did it.
So you go, boop, and then the whole thing, like, crashes, and the orc goes tumbling out of the top, and there's, like, a big crunch as he hits another navigational panel. He gets up and looks around angrily for whoever did that, grabs a small orc, and throws them so hard they splat up against the windshield of the bridge and stay stuck there. You verify that, yes, there actually is a ship crashed directly into the bridge.
All right.
Yep. There is an orc vessel jutting right in there, and the door to the vessel, like the sort of like boarding nozzle, is open. As the orc sort of turns around, he sees you guys. He's dressed in huge, like, metal armor, the orc equivalent of powered armor, metal slabs with pistons and a big roaring gasoline engine on the back. He has gold braid epaulettes and a tiny little pirate's hat perched on top of his head as well as an eye patch.
I want his hat.
And he's like,
"So finally, some of you gits gotten up here. All right, all right."
And he lumbers up his other arm. One arm has, like, a power claw stylized to look like a pirate hook. The other one has a giant monstrosity of a machine gun that has, like, 3 different barrels of varying calibers. It doesn't have a magazine so much as just a big funnel on the top that, like, feeds bullets into it. And there's a tiny little grot on the top who's just, like, shoveling, like, scoops worth of random assorted bullets into the hopper and to prepare for firing. He is going to open fire, and everyone had best give me a kick-ass roll.
Yeah,
at this point,
I want to have him direct his fire at the captain, the orc one, not the human one.
Have who direct whose fire at the captain?
The guy with the machine gun.
This is the captain.
Oh, sorry. So I'm going to try and dominate the captain to start shooting the other orcs with his machine gun, or his shooter. Okay. Is this mundane or kick-ass?
I'd say this is probably kick-ass, because you're, like, directly telling him to shoot stuff.
Mm-hmm. Success, finally.
It's hard to tell exactly what is kicking ass when you're using mental powers.
Yeah, it's a little vague.
I hadn't considered that.
I guess it's less the mental power itself and what you're doing with it. So if you're using telekinesis to shove a guy over versus using telekinesis to get your morning paper or something.
Yeah. All right. So he just fires, and it's like you can, like, see, like, a hose of bullets, like as if it were a garden hose coming out of this thing. And it just shreds through anything in front of it. Like, you're like stabbing a pencil through cardboard. About a dozen orcs are killed in seconds. Who's next?
I guess I take this opportunity to close the distance, try to get next to the captain and attack him.
Yeah. As you close in, you see, like, this is very thick armor, and you think, like, your power swords are not even going to be able to get through it.
Oh, damn.
So, crack missile?
Crack missile, maybe. A crack missile would wound him.
Can I corrupt the machine spirits of his armor?
If you wish to do that, tell me how you put yourself in a position of risk in order to do that. Do you have to get up close to him to do that?
Probably. I was thinking I could literally, like, climb onto his back where he couldn't reach me. Because I'm assuming, like, most big muscly things, it can't reach things that are on their back.
Yeah, give me a kick-ass roll.
Yarp.
All right. You duck the death hose, make your way around, and climb up the back of the thing. The little ammo grot on the top of it sort of, like, sees you and, like...
Oh, I forgot about that thing.
Yeah, he sort of yells in surprise and pulls out, like, his own handgun thing. And you're able to, like, take him and throw him off, but not before he fires a round into you and you lose one bubble gum. So Zarkov, you closed in, but I never got an action from you on what you do next.
His head's exposed though, right? He's not wearing a helmet.
He's got like a big sort of like metal jaw thing that protects his head from a lot of slices. You'd have to hit him with like something strong to like open him up to your stabbing first, probably.
All right, I guess I just try to distract him so he doesn't shoot my friends for now.
All right, roll me a kicking ass roll because he's gonna be swiping at you with that power claw.
Hey, 6, I kick ass.
All right, you do kick ass, and he swipes at you with that. And just is continually frustrated as you duck and dodge out of the way. And he's flailing quite mightily. Tyrus, you do notice that a number of the orcs around the room have recovered their senses and are starting to aim guns in the general direction of your teammates.
Vortex of Doom.
Schlorp. All right. Roll the kicking ass-est of kicking asses.
That is a success. Barely.
All right. Very good. So... Schlorp, you swing the vacuum around the room, and it sucks up orcs as it goes. They're sufficiently terrified that they don't have any effective shooting to do. Martin, the attention of Big Boy is diverted. You can go to work on doing machiney stuff.
You can enter the Matrix.
Yes. So what is your goal with this?
Make his armor stop functioning? I can either, like, destroy the generator or, like, jack in somehow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Very good. This would be a not-kicking-ass roll.
Really? Okay.
You always can spend bubblegum to guarantee success.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'm not very far into my bubblegum yet.
Boom. You reach in and incant the rite of putting a banana in the tailpipe, and the engine sort of sputters and coughs and then ejects a plume of fire directly into the back of the orc as it ceases working entirely. All the joints suddenly seize up as the hydraulic fluid pumps are no longer responsive.
Hey, who did that? Get out in front of me and face me.
When he can't move.
And Zarkov, he is now completely immobile.
Alright, I'm gonna try to ring a ding ding ding.
Alright.
Well, power sword, so I guess just crackle, 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 but whatever.
Shwing, yes. Shwing.
Pop, pop.
Oh, his. No. It equals it, so I did not succeed.
That is not a success. All right. As you go up for it, he flexes his muscles enough that he does get that arm with the claw to swing in, and he bashes you to the side and gouges you, and you take a damage. Actually, lose 2 bubble gum.
So this is 2 bubble gum. Oh shit!
This is okay. A mega armored orc power claw. These are the weapons that in the tabletop game they use to snip tanks like paper.
All right, fair.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tyrus, you have a chance to do something again.
Am I still controlling the vortex?
Yes, you are. The bridge structural integrity is somewhat weakened, and if you just push that vortex right in that windshield.
Oh, yeah.
That is what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely kicking ass.
Oh, wrong dice.
You rolled an 11 yes. On a d10.
9.
He kicked so much ass, he went to a bigger die. But I mean, even on a d10, you get a 9. So, yep, you vortex the bridge, whole windshield thing, and shatter it. And all the orcs go flying, the orc ship goes flying, the mega armored orc goes flying, and you and your friends go flying, unless you do something to hold on real quick.
I hope I don't get an invoice for the damages.
So we need a roll to hold on? Is that mundane or badass?
Here's a question. Is there another airlock on the opposite side that I can blow open to equalize the pressure?
You did your turn, but someone else could blow it open to equalize the pressure. That would be an example of a kick-ass attempt to hang on.
We don't have any void suits, do we?
You're not wearing them.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. So, I'll try to badass equalize the pressure. Knock open the other door. Try to airlock, whatever.
Throw a power sword at it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, roll your kick ass.
Yeah.
All right. I think, Matt, you knew this was coming, so you could grab onto something beforehand. Martin, if you roll something to hold on real quick, all the orcs will be flushed into space, and the pressure will equalize in time.
Just say I have my mag boots on. Is able to notice and clamp on in time.
That would be not kicking ass if you want to roll that.
Oh, right, so...
Or spend bubblegum.
Could I impale the floor with my sword and hold on that way? Would that be kicking ass?
That would be kicking ass.
Okay. Got an 8.
All right. That is a sufficient amount of kicking ass. So you stab your sword in as Tyrus blows open the whole bridge windshield, and Zarkov throws his sword and opens up an emergency airlock. You guys, through the howling of all the stuff sucked into the void, is very suddenly replaced with placid silence. As you feel yourself nearing explosion and freezing to death, you drift in through the airlock Zarkov has opened and shut it, and narrowly avoid death. All of the orcs in this ship have been shot or stabbed or exploded or sent into space.
Nice.
Excellent. Mission complete. Praise the Omnissile for our deliverance.
So I think when the explosion of the Vortex of Doom sends everyone flying into space, the shot is from the exact same angle of Hans Gruber falling off the top of Nakatomi Plaza. Thus concludes, it's probably Eris Heresy, Die Odd.
Sorry for nearly killing you guys as I closed the Vortex.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
All the humans in that ship have a strange fear of percussion instruments for the rest of their lives. How'd you like it?
Pretty good, except for all the failed rolls.
That's usual.
We don't have fate points in Owl Out of Bubblegum.
We just have bubblegum.
Until you're all out of it.
Did any of us run out completely?
I don't think so.
I think you all got to 3, exactly.
That's actually pretty unusual for a bubblegum game. Usually everyone's out by the end. So that means we did pretty good.
I think this went shorter than the average bubblegum game.
Sure, yeah.
And I also don't know how often like people will like slap the players with "you are shot and take a damage" and don't bother rolling about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really do that here.
Yeah, I mean, the rules don't officially say what constitutes damage exactly.
It's basically any time you would get hurt. But it's, I think it kind of assumes there's some amount of PvP going on.
Right.
Well, I've actually got to head out at this point, but, everyone, you can add 100 XP to your Dark Heresy character, as they have a strangely vivid dream about fighting a bunch of orcs.
Okay. Add that to my character sheet.
Thank you for listening to It's Probably Heresy. You can support the show on the Patreon page for It's Probably Heresy, and our work is also available on a number of other sites and podcast services. If you see anything heretical, you can contact the Acolytes through Patreon, or by emailing itsprobablyheresy@gmail.com, with no apostrophe. Though few may know of your service, the Emperor thanks you for your sacrifice.